Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good afternoon. Good afternoon. Happy New Year. Amen. We are so glad on this afternoon, amen, to be able to come into your home. This is Prophet Dale Hobson and the Laborers for Soul Harvest Ministries coming to you out of Los Angeles, California. And we're just excited on this afternoon to be able to break bread and fellowship with every ear that's listening, every heart that is ready to receive. Hey, this is an exciting day. I think God has a word that's getting ready to give you some directions in your future. Boy, I'm excited. Glory to God. We first want to just thank God for this beautiful day and thank him for his glory and thank him for his presence and thank him for everything he has done to make all this possible for us. Hey, Jesus paid an exceptional price and, amen, he went through the trouble of making sure that we would have life and that more abundant, and we need to be so thankful every day. We got so much to be thankful for no matter what's going on in your life. You got more stuff to be thankful about than anything to complain about. So we're appreciative on this afternoon that you have decided to tune in and get a refreshing from heaven. We want to thank all of you, our covenant partner. We want to thank all our supporters. We want to thank all our sponsors. We want to thank our producer and our engineer, Pastor Hensley, for his faithfulness, tenacity, and the excellent job that he does in making sure these shows are produced with excellence to have the capacity and ability to come into your home. We are so appreciative of everyone. Hey, I want to go to the Word on this afternoon. I want you to get your Bible. This is a wonderful year. 2014 is gone. This is a new season for your life. And God is going to do some amazing things in this season. Don't you allow no circumstance to make you think any less about the God that you have given your whole life over to. And he's just about to bring his purpose and destiny to pass for you. Don't let trouble manipulate you out of it. Don't let bad times, don't let dark times manipulate the plan of God out of your hands. Because he's going to cause something amazing to happen in your life. And I'm going to keep on speaking that and declaring that until you know it with assurance that God has not changed his mind because you're going through a few changes in your life. And so we're going to go to the Word on this afternoon. I want you to go with me to Isaiah 53. Man, this was powerful as God began to speak to me about your life, your directions. He wants you to know the direction in which you're headed. Somebody going to get some direction from this. Somebody going to get revelation, understanding. Somebody ministry is going to be, I believe, birthed on today. Somebody business idea. Somebody Wall Street investment. Somebody coming into a large sum of financial gain. Somebody is going to see a supernatural transfer happen in your life. We're about to see good things happen, even in a world that seems like it's going bad. Why? Because we serve a good God. And he know how to work around all the dysfunctions. He know how to work around all the problems. He know how to work around all the stuff that's messed up. That's the kind of God you serve. Don't you know God been working around bad stuff since the fall of Adam? After the fall, your God didn't lose his power. He kept on working around bad stuff. He's the God that knows how to work around bad situations in your life. And so he told me to go to Isaiah today, and we're going to go to Isaiah 53, and we're going to get excited about what God is going to speak, and we're going to begin at that first verse. He said, "Who has believed our report, and to whom has the arm of the Lord been revealed?" And the Lord told me to tell you, this is my title today. He told me to tell you that all the ugly stuff that life has brought your way is about to turn beautiful. Life has been ugly, but your blessing is going to be beautiful. Life has been ugly, but your breakthrough is going to be wonderful. And he told me this priest from Isaiah 53 to help you understand the message of the prophet Isaiah and other prophets before him who announced the coming of Jesus. And they were excited and they were given all this positive energy about this Savior that was coming. And they were excited about the revelation they were getting. And then it seemed like a conflict of interest happened with Isaiah. And because when God began to really reveal to him the likeness of Jesus and what Jesus would look like, it seemed like he got this courage within himself and asked a very important question. He said, God, who shall believe our report? Because this good news that you've given us and the physical man that you showed me, somewhat is going to make people not believe the message that we are given. He said, who shall believe our report? Who shall believe our report? Because, amen, you're telling us that he's going to do all of these wonderful things. He's going to grow up like a tender plant, which means he's going to be very humble. He's going to be very kind. He's going to be very sweet. And he's going to be like a root out of the ground, of a dry ground, which means he is, that word root in that text means that he is going to be a deep root where water resides. And even though dry ground is around it, because it's so deep, it's yet being watered. And you know that's how God works. God know how to be a pool of water in the midst of a dry place in your life. Have you ever happened to be a pool of water in your life? Everything going bad, you didn't know how you were going to make it, but some kind of way, even out of your bad situation, that was that root. And Jesus is a root. And when you get him down on the inside, or him, amen, in your situation, it don't matter how dry, how you may be in a desert, you may be in a dry place, because his root is so deep. He knows how to refresh you even in a dry place. And so the prophet is saying, he celebrates him. Then he said he had no beauty or majesty to attract him to us. He's telling everybody that he's coming. He's going to save the world. He's going to redeem Jerusalem. He's going to put us back in good standing with God. He said, but when people see him, he's not going to look like the things he's going to do. His physical is not going to look attractive, but what he's going to do is going to be very attractive. He had no physical beauty that would have drawn us to him, but what he did drew us to him. Yeah. What he did on the cross drew us to the cross and drew us back to the Father. And God was telling me on today that just like Jesus was announced, and all the wonderful things that he was supposed to do was announced, when people saw him, now the report is being questioned. Amen. Now people don't really believe the report that they've heard, because the report don't look like what they heard. Yeah, I'm talking to somebody today, because when people see and hear the prophecies that have been spoken over your life, and then when they look at you, they saying, how do he even fit? How do she even fit what is being spoken and said over their lives? And when they see your vision and see your dream and see the things you believe in God for, sometimes the physical don't look like what God is going to do. That's why you can't get caught up in the package, because, amen, I'm telling you now, God is about to use some people, and when we hear their name, amen, we're going to be rejoicing, yeah. But when we see their face, we're going to say, wait a minute, I didn't expect to see that individual. I didn't know that's who they was talking about. He too short, he too tall, he too fat, amen. But God is trying to tell you that your blessing may come in an ugly package, but when he get through with you, it's going to turn to a beautiful work of the kingdom. He said everything you've gone through in your life, just like Jesus, he was a king, but when he was born didn't fit a king. He was, amen, he was royalty, but the Bible said there was nothing but majestic about him, which means he had nothing that when people looked at him, they knew he was a king. They didn't look up on him as they did King Saul and others who were great kings and said, surely he is a king. When they saw him, they despised him. Amen. They despised what he looked like. They despised, amen, his physical appearance. But He was the God Almighty. He was the Son of God. He was the King of Kings. He was the Lord of Lords. He is the one that we serve. Amen. But he's trying to inform us, amen, on this day, that there are beautiful things going to come out of all the ugly stuff you've gone through. And he is using himself as an example in order to preach to you on this afternoon that no matter how your life looks, no matter what people think about you, no matter what you've gone through in your life, no matter about what happened in your childhood, he can relate. This is him giving the report of all of the brokenness that he had to go through just to do what he did for me and you. He's showing you that if you ever going to be greatly used of God, there's a process that you go through, and the beginning never starts out beautiful. He said there was nothing beautiful about me. Remember the word said it was no beauty or majesty to attract us to him, which means if we had saw him, we would have, amen, not believed that this was what the prophets had spent their time, amen, wondering, amen, telling the world about. He, amen, the Bible said he was despised and he was rejected by mankind. The very thing he came to save was the very thing that hated him. Now, don't you know that, amen, that had to be the most critical and the most frustrating thing in the world to Jesus, that the very thing that he came to save hated him? We see that to this day. Even in our modern generation, that he's disrespected. Amen. They don't appreciate what he did on the cross. Amen. They don't appreciate that he died. But he did it in spite of it because his love was so deep. Remember the root we just got through talking about? He was so rooted in love that even though he knew that they would not desire him, he didn't allow that to keep him from coming in the earth to do the will of his Father. The Bible said in the third verse, he was despised and rejected by mankind. The Bible said he was a man of suffering and familiar with pain. He's trying to tell you before, amen, Hebrew, that he can understand and relate. This is what Hebrew talked about when he said we have a high priest that can sympathize with our suffering. He understands rejection. He understands being despised. He's giving you, amen, an itemized list of all of the stuff that he had to go through to help you understand you're not in this alone. You're not, amen, you're not the only one that had to go through that kind of pain, rejection, being isolated, family don't love you, people don't want to be around you, amen, doing good and still people don't like you, got failure, faults and flaws and just despised, and amen, even with purpose, he was despised, which preaches to all of us, just because God got his hand on you does not mean there's some stuff that's not going to be ugly in your life, and God sometimes will let you look ugly for a season until he show the world the beauty that he had on the inside of you. Somebody need to shout right there because, amen, there's something beautiful on the inside. I don't care about your past. I don't care about your divorces. I don't care about your relationship issues. I don't care about all of the things that you're going through. Every person that God has used in the biblical text has something ugly that God turned into a miracle. And I'm telling somebody today that your life have had some ugly. Somebody said, no, preacher, you don't understand what I've done. You don't understand what I've gone through. You don't understand the things I did in the secret. Amen. Some of you were deep in pornography. Some of you were strippers. Some of you were prostitutes and pimps. And then you were selling your body. Amen. You were doing all kind of ungodly things. And so surely you couldn't be that bad. But God said, no matter what you feel about yourself, the investment did not lose its value because of what you did. And Jesus said that I understand every way and everything you have felt and the way you do feel. He said he was a man of suffering. He understood. He's familiar with pain, which means pain was the 33 and a half years on earth of his life. He understood pain. Amen. He was a man that lived pain. Pain in his house, pain out his house, pain from his stepfather, pain from his brothers, pain from his sisters, amen, pain from his friends. And every Jesus just got done wrong, even no matter how kind he tried to be. Amen. His whole life, he sound familiar with pain. And you know what? That's a terrible thing, because Jesus is trying to tell you, even though in your life you may become familiar with pain, you don't have to continue to live in pain. He said, I'm familiar with it. I understand how it feels. I understand how it make you feel. I understand how it make you want to give up and throw in the towel. I understand how it make you feel like going in a corner hiding and isolating yourself from everybody. He said, but don't get so familiar with it that you don't know how to divorce it. Don't let pain have such a hold on you that you don't know how to let it go and move to the beauty that God has in your life. The Bible said, like one from whom people hid their faces, he will despise, and we held him in low esteem. Do you understand what they were trying to say in the text? The text is trying to tell you that the master himself was so talked about and so criticized that he could have operated and he could have easily been a god of low self-esteem. Can you imagine if Jesus had allowed the spirit of low self-esteem to hold him? He wouldn't have never went to the cross. He wouldn't have never died. He would not ever have shed his blood. But even in the midst of what men said about him, he was confident in who he was. And God is telling somebody today, no matter what people know about you, no matter about all your flaws, all your failures, you have to be confident in what he has predestined you to be. It does not matter how bad it seems. Your daddy rejected you, your mama rejected you, your friends rejected you, your old girlfriend rejected you, somebody walked out and left you, somebody hurt you, somebody manipulated you, somebody deceived you. He said, don't let it break you, let it make you. He's trying to tell you, and Satan cannot kill what he didn't build. God wants somebody encouraged. Jesus said, I can relate to the ugly in your life. I can relate to the ugly that you've gone through. Amen. The fourth chapter says, surely he took up our pain and bore our suffering. You know what that fourth verse is trying to say? The stuff you've been going through for the last 10 years, 20 years, however long it's been, 30 years, 5 months, 6 months, 60 days, 3 weeks, whatever it is, God wants you to know you ain't been going through for yourself. You've been going through to help somebody else out of their hell. He wants you to know that your suffering is never for you. Your suffering is for somebody that needs to know that God can deliver them out of the hell that they're going through. So God let you went through hell so you could tell hell to get out of somebody else's life. And yet, and the Bible says, yet we consider him punished by God, stricken by him and afflicted. But watch this. Some people think God has been punishing you. That's why you're going through what you're going through. That's why you lost everything. The people say the same thing about Joe. Joe had 3 visitors who came on vacation, took a voyage, and took a three, I don't know how long their vacation was, but they took time from their busy schedule just to come and criticize him and to tell him that God is punishing you. That's why you're going through hell. But you know the scripture say, amen, that man is born of a woman a few days full of trouble. Just because trouble is in your life and stuff look ugly, don't mean God is punishing you. Sometimes God is blessing you through what look like punishment, amen, and he allows you to go through it in order to make you and get you ready for the purpose that he had on your life. The Bible said it clearly in this text that they consider him punished. People say, hi, Jesus, this is happening to you because you deserve it. But no. Your son, your savior, our Lord and Jesus Christ, he went through this to redeem us from eternal death. He was pierced for your transgression. He was crushed for our iniquity. The punishment that brought us peace was on him, and by his wounds you are healed. And since you are made in the likeness of Christ, everything you've gone through in your life, so you could heal somebody else. You went through hell so you could heal somebody else's wound. Somebody needed to know that another human could be wounded with the same wound and yet overcome the wound. God let you be a candidate, just like Jesus rose. He said, if you suffer with me, he said, some of these things you're going to bear just like I bear, but you're going to get the same results I got if you go through the process. And some of you were wounded, and you went through afflictions, and you went through dark times, and you went through depression just to heal and help somebody else out of their dilemma. And God wants you to be encouraged on today. In this 2015 season, you had some ugly stuff in your life that didn't happen. But he told me to tell you that beauty and majesty and majestic is getting ready to come in your world. Because, see, you had to, remember he said, if you suffer with me, you'll reign. They saw you ugly. Now they're getting ready to see your beauty. And somebody need to start shouting and get excited today that all that you've gone through been working for the good. He's getting ready to make your life beautiful, make your life gorgeous. He's going to turn your pain into, your ashes into beauty. You know the word. He's getting ready to take your ugly and turn it into something wonderful. Man of God, if we have any callers, I release now those callers to call in if they have questions or if they just want to share on this afternoon.
Hey, Prophet Dale, we have a call coming in from an 870, and the last four digits is 2174. Would you like to go on the air with Prophet Dale? You're on the line now.
So I just thank God for the word. I thank God for the word and how he breaks it down and makes it so simple and very understandable. God continue to bless you, Prophet Dale. This is Sister Stella.
God bless you, Sister Stella. Thank you for calling in, and thank you for your continued support in all different avenues of this ministry. We definitely appreciate you. You are more than appreciated. Thank you so much for your time.
All right, we got a call coming in from 870, same area code, 2189.
You're familiar with this, that number. God, I receive. God working in me, working in me, working in me.
God bless you, Mom. God bless you on this app. Thank you for calling in and continuing to support us in all our avenues of our ministry. We appreciate you so much for your continued faithfulness.
God bless you. God
bless you. Bless you, too. Bless you.
Okay, Prophet, there's no one else on the line that is available to talk.
Okay, well, once again, I want to thank everybody. Amen. And I pray that you receive this word on the day. And I want you to understand that God had to make you beautiful inside. That's what he was doing when things were so ugly on the outside. God is not so much concerned with the external appearance of you. He showed us that through Jesus. Even though physically Jesus may not have been attracted, internally he was heavenly beautiful. And that's what made him amazing. That's what made him stand out. That's what made him exceptionable. Because of the beauty that the Father had placed on the inside of him. Hey, I want you to know on today, stay encouraged. Continue to allow God to work his word on the inside of you. No matter what you're going through, it's working together for your good. I'm telling somebody today that the ugly in your life is turning beautiful. I'm telling you, the ugly in your life, I don't care what is in, who is in. I don't care if it's in your bank account. I don't care if it's in your mate. I don't care if it's in your career. Wherever the ugly is, ugly just represents the devil. God is going to beautify your life because you have made up your mind through hell and high water that you are going to stay in the will of God. And when you make up your mind, you're going to stay in the will of God. God has an obligation to reward you. Once again today, hey, look, 2015 season is here. And God going to supernaturally speed a turnaround in your life. And since we're talking on that, I want to encourage everybody. I'll be in the Memphis area on next week, January the 12th and 13th. I want you to join me. at the Temple of Faith Ministries, 1558 Britton Street, Memphis, Tennessee, 38108. And the revival host, Apostle Aubrey and Prophetess Ellen Smith, and I'll be there for two powerful days of a 2015 Rise of the Righteous Conference. Hey, God has a word for the house, and I want you to come out, and I'm not wondering if he's going to speak. I know he's going to speak. I didn't say I was going to speak. I said he's going to speak. I'm just going to be the man representing it. But he has a word to give you concerning the righteousness in your life. God finna promote you through the hell you've gone through. He's finna reward you. He's finna show you that your righteousness is getting ready to pay off in this 2015 season. And then I want you to also join me. I'll be in another service that same week in Memphis, Tennessee. The first service is the 12th and the 13th. And then I'll be in another revival service, a 2015 New Year revival. The vision of that revival is called Moving Forward in Faith. Be not afraid, only believe. And I'll be there January the 14th, 15th, and the 16th at 7:30 p.m. at the Cornerstone Church of God in Christ with my good friend and longtime colleague, Bishop Carl Irons. And we're going to be having an amazing time there. They've been praying and fasting since the beginning of the year. I already sense the presence of God exploding in that place. Hey, I want you to come out and enjoy Jesus. Amen. Come out and have a party with Jesus. Come out and dance with Jesus. Come out and dance with God. Come out and let him just, amen, just turn your life upside down. Come on out and have a New Year's experience that'll take you through not just the rest of this year, but the rest of your life. I believe God about to do something this season that is about to take care of the rest of your life, not just the rest of a season, rest of a month. You need God to take care of you the rest of your life and the generations after you. So come out and join Prophet Dale Hobson, amen, on this week. Amen. I want you to come out. Like I said, I'll be January the 14th through the 16th. I'll be at Cornerstone Church of God in Christ. And January 12th and 13th, be at Temple of Faith Ministries, 1558 Britton Avenue, Britton Street, Memphis, Tennessee. And so come out and we pray to see you there. And also I want you to join us on Monday night for our prayer broadcast with myself and Apostle John Caston. I want you to come out and we're having Prayer Uniting the World with me and Apostle John Caston. Come out Monday night at 7:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Amen. You can call the number at 605-562-0020, and the access code is 707-303-047, and hit the pound sign. Once again, that number is 605-562-0020, access code 707-303-047, and you will be blessed. Miracles are happening. Prayer wars on the line. People are anointed by God on the line. Hey, tell somebody that there is a remedy that still believe prayer works. So this is Prophet Dale Hobson again. I want to thank Pastor Hesley again and his powerful ministry out of St. Paul, Minneapolis, for putting this broadcast together and making it a success. And you'll be hearing a lot of changes, and we'll be doing a lot of renovating and updating. So, amen, so stay faithful with us and continue to listen in. You're going to see God totally take this thing to a whole nother dimension. Hey, guess what? You'll be able to say, I remember when they started, and you also be with us as we plateau to the highest dimension that God has for this ministry. Hey, this is Prophet Dale Hoffman again coming to you out of Los Angeles, California. Look, I love you. And just remember, this is the rise of the righteous. You're getting ready to rise out of the hell and the predicaments you're in to dimensions you never dreamed. God bless you. I love you. And until next time, God keep you and protect you in Jesus' name.